Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. He went away from there because the scribes and the Pharisees that had come out from Jerusalem to confront him about why his disciples break the tradition of the elders had argued with him and had been disappointed with his answer. They said to him just prior to this portion of the text, "Why do your disciples not wash their hands when they eat?" For they were then seen as unclean. But Jesus taught them that it's not what goes into the mouth that makes a person unclean, but what comes out of the mouth, that which proceeds from the heart, evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, and slander. These are the things that make someone unclean. The Pharisees were offended by Jesus' words. The disciples were worried because the Pharisees were offended. But Jesus said to them, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit. They honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." Since it was not yet his time, and because the Pharisees were angry with him and sought to put him to death, Jesus went away and withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, land that has always been inhabited by the Phoenicians, by Gentiles, by Canaanites, the ancient enemies of Israel. He goes there not to convert, not to seek or save the lost, not to evangelize or teach, but only to avoid Jewish opposition, and then to protect his disciples from stumbling, because they are in great danger of falling away because of his words. And while he was there, behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." This is amazing. Not even his disciples speak this way about him and address him like this. They don't know for sure that he is the Lord, the Son of David. And yet, Jesus doesn't answer this woman even a word. But the woman doesn't give up. She is very persistent. She kept pleading with Jesus and even more with his disciples. The disciples, though, believed that this woman was unclean and unworthy of Jesus' help because she was an outsider, a Gentile, a daughter of pagans with her own daughter already having a demon. The disciples wanted Jesus to dismiss that hungry crowd just a few days ago as well. Now they want Jesus to dismiss this woman too. Here, though, they just want Jesus to do his trick for her, to give her what she wants, so that she will go away and stop bothering them. But to his disciples, Jesus said, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." He says, "I am not here for your convenience. I am not a wandering miracle worker. I am here to save my people from their sins." Israel has a unique place in the salvation history of God. Jesus is, after all, a Jew. And even though the Jews have largely rejected him, they didn't listen to him or believe in him, and they finally put him to death, still, he came to save them. But then here stands this woman, who is not a Jew, who calls Jesus Lord, Son of David, and who pleads with him, "Lord, help me." Peter has also spoken words like this, words of faith, as he began to sink while he was walking on the water. And immediately the Lord helped him. So whether it is to test her sincerity and faith, or to teach his disciples what true faith really sounds like, We don't know. But even after this woman kneels before Jesus and says to him, "Lord, help me," Jesus says to her, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." That's got to be about it, doesn't it? We would expect the woman either to argue with Jesus or just go away. She has been rejected at every turn. But that's not what happens. Surprisingly, the woman doesn't argue with the one that she calls Lord. Instead, she agrees with him. She doesn't go away. She is only strengthened in her resolve. "Yes, Lord, it is exactly as you say, and it should be that way. I am not seeking the children's bread." Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Out of a Canaanite woman's mouth, the disciples do learn what faith sounds like. They see clearly what Jesus had just finished teaching the Pharisees, that cleanliness and purity is not a matter of what is outside, or of what goes in the mouth, or of one's heritage, or even one's upbringing. But it is a matter of what is in the heart. It is a matter of faith. The Pharisees simply didn't get it. But this woman, this Gentile woman, does. She humbly approaches Jesus, knowing that she doesn't deserve anything from him, but firmly believing that even the leftovers, even the crumbs that fall from the table, will suffice. And she's right. God is so generous. There is enough for his chosen people, and plenty of leftovers to go around. If we could only claim to have a faith like this woman's. But how often, though, have we doubted the Lord's providence? How often have we seen Jesus as little more than a convenience, who is supposed to be there to do our bidding, to be there when we need him? How often have we argued with him and not believed his word because we don't like what it says? How often have we been less than satisfied and even angry with receiving what we perceive to be the crumbs and the leftovers? We have not exhibited the faith of this Canaanite woman that Jesus calls a great faith. And yet the crumbs are enough for Gentiles like you and me. This woman knew God's overflowing love for his people, and she believed that there would be mercy for her as well. And there was. And there is mercy for you too. The Lord has heard your confession. He has heard your cries for help, and his blood has covered all of your sins. They are forgiven and have been removed. He has heard your cries for mercy and help, and he has not been silent. But he has gathered you together in this place and set a table for you and provided for all of your needs. Come then and eat these simple crumbs in faith, believing that they are a full meal for your life and salvation. And it will be done for you as you believe. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guards and keeps your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.